Community leaders on both sides of the aisle came together Tuesday morning to stress the positive impact immigrants have on Utah's economy. The press conference came hours after the U.S. Department of Homeland Security laid out policies the Trump administration is implementing to more aggressively detain and deport illegal immigrants. KUBR's Whitney Evans reports.
Business owners, farmers, ecclesiastical leaders, and elected officials are calling on Utah's congressional delegation to enact compassionate immigration reform. Ron Gibson is a dairy farmer in Weber County and president of the Utah Farm Bureau.
We have to have a way for us to have guest workers here that can come to the United States of America and help us to succeed in feeding the hungry people throughout the world.
Gibson said he employs immigrants who are highly trained dietitians, animal care specialists, and horticulturists, all positions he has a hard time finding locally. Jorge Fierro owns food manufacturer Rico Brands. He came to the U.S. in 1985. He told reporters that he wants other immigrants like himself to have the same success he's achieved in this country.
By closing the doors and by making immigrants the enemy, it's not going to solve any problems.
Former State Republican Party Chairman and former State School Board member Stan Lockhart said Utah's congressional delegation should be looking for ways to streamline the immigration process.
Yes, we need to vet them. There are bad people who want to come and they shouldn't be able to come. But if you're seeking freedom of any kind and you want to raise your family in America where they can be free, the land of the free and the home of the brave, then we should let them in.
The New American Economy is a bipartisan coalition that supports immigration reform. The group released a new report that maps the contributions immigrants have in all 50 states. In Salt Lake City metro area alone, the report shows immigrants paid roughly $700 million in state, local, and federal taxes in 2014. Whitney Evans, KUER News.